With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World leaders reacting to the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a Russian prison. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner reports on reaction from the Munich conference.
Russia, Ukraine, and the war on Europe's eastern borders were always set to dominate this conference. But now the perceived threat from Moscow has been brought into sharp focus. The sudden, untimely death in a Russian prison camp of President Putin's most prominent critic has provoked universal condemnation of the Kremlin here. Meanwhile, the questions over NATO persist.
An endorsement Joe Biden may not want.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, political contributor Matt Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network, White House has no need to keep lecturing Israel about showing restraint in Gaza.
It would be helpful. It would be worthy to do that. And we should recall, too, that the IDF has taken great pains at following America's advice in order to reduce civilian casualties, thereby actually increasing the risk to Israeli soldiers.
Continetti says the U.S. should stand firmly in Israel's corner. House explosion Friday night in Virginia, killing one firefighter and injuring nine others in the town of Sterling. Four other people nearby also injured in that blast. This is SRN News. At the Southern Baptist Convention, issuing a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news coming out of Pakistan. The government there announcing that beginning next fall, Christian students in public schools will no longer have to study Islam. In fact, the new curriculum is to be introduced this year and will allow Christian youngsters to learn about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible and Jesus Christ. This is SRN News. The correspondent Ron DeRockstra says Colorado authorities have issued an arrest warrant for a former funeral home owner.
Police say the 33-year-old woman kept a deceased woman's body in a hearse for 2 years at a residence where cops also found the cremated remains of at least 30 people. The grisly discovery occurred February 6th during a court-ordered eviction of a Denver house rented by the owner of Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services in a Denver suburb. The business has been closed since September 22nd. Colorado has no routine inspections of funeral homes or qualification requirements for operators. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note. Yesterday, the Dow was off 145 points. S&P 500 off 24, but still above the 5,000 mark. NASDAQ dropped 130. More details at srnnews.com.